Okay, we're going to learn today Bezos Hashem Sifchi Bezni Gimel, which is a very unusual set of halachais, and especially Negeya for people in the butcher business. The chiddush of these sifim is that Bosa Shasha Gimel Yamin Beis Leis B'lai Hadacha B'lai Melicha, rather. If you have meat that stood 72 hours without being salted, that salting will no longer help. That's the sif. That's what Sifyut Beis is based upon. The logic being that if you let meat stand for 72 hours, it's the siyabesh hadam b'saychay. The blood that's in it becomes dried and is no longer responsive to the salt to take it out. And the Ein Layetza, we're going to learn in a minute, only to sleep. Now this chumrah is known as a chumrah saga'inim. The reason it's called the chumrah saga'inim is because there's no obvious makar and shas for this din of basa shasha gimel yamin. In Gemara, you're not going to find any such restriction that you have to salt it within 72 hours. And yet, here in the Shulchan Aruch, we're paskening that if you waited 72 hours, that salting does not work. What? So we're getting Sifyut Gimel, whether washing helps or not. But right now we're just learning that if you leave it for 72 hours, that nothing, that doesn't help. Now, the Achrayim try to find a Makar and Shas. Because what does that mean? Abai and Rava ate meat that waited 72 hours before salting? Abai and Rava and Rav and Shmuel didn't mind. What does it mean, a Chumras HaGa'inim, that the Ga'inim come along and they tell us a new Chumra which has no earlier Makar? So that the Kuda needs some sort of an explanation. Where did the Ga'inim come to be Mashmir? So there are two avenues of explanation for Basa Shasha Gimel Yamim. One is the approach of the Aruch HaShulchan and the Rashbash, some of the Achrayim, who try to find Makairis in Shas, hints in Shas, for this halacha. There's no obvious Makar, no clear Makar. The fact that every one of the Paiskim calls a Chumras HaGa'inim makes it obvious that there's no Makar for this halacha. Nevertheless, the idea of Basa Shasha Gimel Yamim, they find rayas too, that after 3 days the blood is dried. The rayas are not compelling rayas. For example, it says in the Gemara that if you shecht an animal and find a treifus in it, and you're not sure how long the animal was treif, you milked the cow yesterday, was it treif yesterday? So it says that if you find a scab on the makkah, that's a raya, it's at least 3 days old, because the scab forms after 3 days. So if you were to find a hole in the lung and the scab formed over the hole, that would be a raya that the makkah is 3 days old, and milk that was milked in the last 72 hours is treif. Now that's not much of a makar for this halacha. It's a raya that things happen based on 72 hours. It's not really a raya that Basa Shasha Gimel Yamim is Asa B'Malicha. It's a raya that changes take place in 72 hours. Or another makar, the halacha is that if you find a dead body, if you want to identify it, be'tfiyasayim, as opposed to with simanim. You want to identify a dead body with tfiyasayim, the halacha is, to be matur and aguna, the body can't be more than 72 hours dead. If it's already been dead for 72 hours, if they find a body, and until they can get someone to come and identify it, 72 hours pass, then it's too late to do an identification. So Aruch HaShulchan says, you see from here, that after 72 hours, the blood gets dried up inside. Now, it's hard to explain that. How do you see from here that the blood gets dried? He says that the Iker Shinui in Tfiyasayin, he says, is in the blood. And rather, it fits nicely, because there it says that if the body was submerged in water, that you get more than 72 hours.
What is refrigeration?
So, we're going to talk about this. We'll get to all that. So, these are shvacha makairis. They're not strong makairis. But nevertheless, the Archon says he's bothered. How could it be that the Gaonim came with a new chumrah? And for that reason, he tries to find the makar in Shas. There's a second approach. I think it's a well-known approach of the Beis Halevi and all of the Soloveitchiks after him. We discuss this very often. It's known that the Beis Halevi was asked about all of the briska chumras that started with him. And he said that the reason we have these chumras is not because we're smarter than them. It's because we know less than them. Any heter, it doesn't say beferish, we're not sure if a shinoi, if a difference from what it says matters. We can't estimate. And therefore the Beis Halevi said, I'm machmir because I don't know. I don't know. Not because I'm so smart, but because I don't know. And when you don't know, so whatever it says is mutter, whatever it doesn't say, we'll worry. That would apply here the same way. We would have to assume that in the time of Abaye and Rava, the meat sat for a week, or for 2 weeks, I don't know if it's still edible, but let's say a week sat for a week or 2 weeks. And everyone looked at the dead, and looked at the meat, everyone would understand that it's a Yavish Adam B'Seichai, what's salting going to help? It became all dried out. Once it's dried meat, is it what's going to help the Malicha? So at a certain point, Abaye and Rava would have understood that Malicha doesn't help, whether it's 6 days or 7 days. Today, because we are weaker, the Ramah says all the times, in onu b'kiyim. We're not b'kiyim in doing a lot of the estimations that Chazal were b'kiyim. So therefore, we're machmir after 72 hours, we don't salt meat. So take one or the other. Yes. If the blood, it's true. If the blood is not moving at all, so then what's the problem? The dam that's from Makayma is not moving. So we're worried that it's going, that either it's going to move a little with the malicha, it's going to move a little with the. I shouldn't say with the malicha. So you see, we're not worried, but with the cooking, now with the cooking, it'll cause it to be perished from makom l'makom. That's our concern. And that's the reason for this chumras hagoyim. Now, take either explanation. The fact is that we are going to see in the Shach, the Kuzak Kesef, and many Achrayim, who are going to be mekel in various situations, because they say it's only a chumras hagoyim. Only it's a mechaber and we'll mach. But they're like the lashon of the Kuzak Kesef is the chumras hagoyim havu d'loy lohisef alon. Make sure you don't add to the chumra. So that if we're not sure how many days it will map on 72 hours, but if we have other spakis, we're going to be more mekel. So al kapanim, whatever the source, this is the halacha of Sifyut Beis, and there are actually three chumras here, two in the Mechaber, one in the Ramah. Let's learn through and make sure we catch them. Basa shashah gimel yamim be'es leis b'loy malicha. Basa that stood for 72 hours without being salted. The blood dries up inside, it will not go out through malicha. And elitzli. There's no way to make it into a cooked food. The only eitzah is to roast it. Roasting doesn't require salting. So if you roast the meat, then you can assume that the blood goes out. Lo yivashlenu. Here's a chumra number two. After you roasted it, you got the blood out. Lo yivashlenu. Why can't I cook it after I roast it? So take before you turn, look at the Taz Lamed Aleph. Shas did the same thing. The Taz is shorter. The Shema lo yotza kol damay. I did tzliya. Vakach de bishul yetze. Because even with tzliya, we're not sure everything went out. And therefore, we don't cook it. But here in bishlay motor. So there's a big difference between the first chumra and the second chumra. The first chumra is ma'akev v'di'evit. The fact that if you wait 3 days, salting is no good, it's no good even v'di'evit. But the second chumra, that after tzli, you should not cook it, that's only l'chatchila, in bishlay mutter. The reason for that is because it's a machlaikis in the Beis Yosef, whether there's a din of ein, that after tzli you can't cook it, so v'di'evit was soymach on the mekima. No. Before the 72 hours you did tzli, you're allowed to cook it l'kuli alma. This is after the 72 hours that you cannot.
Really, it's a sex safe. There's something where it's dried up and there's something where it didn't all come out.
Okay. And we'll say that only be the other.
Okay.
The Ramay is a third chumra. The English shahayis basar gimel yamim b'leim alicha the chashin and shemi yavashloi. A chumra on top of a chumra. That don't let the meat wait 3 days. You can let it wait 3 days and then you'll roast it. No, don't do that. English shahayis basar gimel yamim b'leim alicha the chashin, we're afraid maybe you won't roast it. Shemi yavashloi, maybe you're going to end up cooking it. And therefore, we are machmir these three chumras. Number one, we don't salt meat if it stays 72 hours. Number two, we do tzli, but not bishul after tzli. And number three, the chatchila, you shouldn't even wait 72 hours, even though you plan to roast it. Okay, good. We're going to talk now about liver. Okay, we're going to get, let's see what the din is about liver. The point about liver is very good. Because liver, you can never salt liver. Liver always needs roasting. So therefore what? Therefore, the third chumra shouldn't apply.
No, it should apply. Because after 3 days, it doesn't all come out.
But tzli works. You can't cook it in this. So the question is, this third chumra of the Rama, whether the third chumra applies to kaveh, the Pesach Tshuva Chavav brings that it does not.
No,
1 minute. I am b'sefer Chamudei Daniel. Simen Lamedal Shekasid. The kaveh ukhal, the liver or the udder, which mutal shaisai. Those you're allowed to wait 3 days. The vada yitzlenu. Certainly you're going to end up roasting it. Afagavda kaveh mevash lamachatzli. Even though the derech is to cook it after tzli. V'nechusham yevash lenu achatzli. So it's b'chayshish that maybe you wait 3 days, you roast it, and then you'll cook it. B'kalmakan, kol midi d'b'dievet mutter l'chashir l'sham yishkach. That b'dievet is mutter. So what are you afraid that he may forget? Without chayshish l'sham yishkach, on something that's b'dievet mutter. So therefore he says that you're allowed to wait 3 days, the chatzila with the kaveh. Are you allowed to cook it after you roast it?
No.
The kaveh? He says no. So he says no. Even though it's a derech vashal tzli, so let's be chayshu, she might be cooking it. So let's ask her 3 days, because of a chashah, she might cook it after tzli. Let's ask her waiting with the cover 3 days, because maybe he'll roast it and cook it, which is awesome. It's tzli, no, three of 3 days. The shash, the taz said, that was the taz. Shemalayata kaladam. Normally, tzli you could cook. Regular liver, which is salted within, which is roasted within 3 days, it could cook.
Do we salt our livers?
No. We put salt when we roast it. They throw some salt when they roast it. Yeah, the salting though, it's a chumra to throw. It's a rotten shulchan aruch. Okay, fine. You're not allowed to cook it. Oh, normally. So the Pashti answer to what you're saying is that regular tzli takes out all the dam. And tzli after 3 days, that doesn't take out all the dam. Shema, there's dam that's in siyabish that won't come out with the tzli. That's a simple answer.
The Ramah's talking about meat,
and the Pesach is talking about kaveh. Once it's tzli, you can leave it for 100 years. It doesn't matter. So it's already kosher.
Why are we afraid that the Ramah cooks?
You're allowed to cook things after regular tzli. After you roast meat, you're allowed to cook it. After 3 days and roasting, that's when it's.
After three days,
if you roast it, then you can. Less than 3 days, you could. Now, the Rabbi Yonasan Eifshitz, here in the Mata Yonasan, agrees with the first kula and doesn't really agree with the second, with the chumra. The first kula was that kaveh, you're allowed to wait 3 days, l'chatchila. That everyone agrees, because what's there to be chayshish for? If after 3 days you roasted the tzli, you roasted the liver, is it then osur to cook it? The Chamudei Daniel said that it's asim. The Matiyanisin said it depends on the lomdis of kaved. How we look at kaved. He brings that Tosis brings tupshatim. The Matiyanisin, not going to read it all inside, but it is on the first page that we started with today in the Gilyan. The Matiyanisin, that's if you'd Beis. And he brings tupshatim in the kaved, in a normal kaved. The question is, normally when you roast a kaved, what are you trying to accomplish? The Tosis has two understandings. One understanding is that when you roast a kaved, all the blood comes out. Simple enough shot. You roast the kaved, all the dam comes out, no dam remains inside, that's good. After 3 days, if you're going to roast the kaved, maybe some dam stays inside, that's what's the siyabish. And then, cooking it is going to be bad, and that's the way the Chamudei Daniel learned. Like the first shot in Tosis, that when you roast the kaved within 3 days, all the blood goes out. After 3 days, we're afraid some blood stayed in, so therefore Bishul is awesome. But Tosis has a second shot. Tosis' second shot is based on the Gemara. The Gemara says, Kaved is Kulei Dam. The Kaved is Kulei Dam, Afilo Hachi Hitira Taira. That really the Kaved is blood. The Gemara says, Kolma Shaosra Taira Hitira Kedagdai. Every Taira Asid is something similar that's Mutter. And also Dam, the Hitira is a Kaved. So Tosis' the second shot learns that in a Taira you don't have to do Tzli on a Kaved. There's no dam there that's awesome in Atayr. We do tzli as a chumrah d'rabbanan, because really it's kulei dam. And whatever remains is dam, but it's mutter anyway, because it's really mutter in Atayr. Chazal were only guys at tzli. So the Chamudei Daniel says, not the Chamudei Daniel, Mati Yainasin rather says, in Kelefitam zeh, afishah gibel yamin b'lay malicha, nami shari. Even if it stayed 3 days without malicha, it's also mutter levashalach at tzliya. To cook it, because there's always blood that remains in a kaved. So what's the difference if it's blood that? Why the Rabbanan made such a takana? All right, so I guess we have to learn why they made it, but we know that they did. Apparently, because it's they want to get most of the dam out. Apparently, it does better. It gets out more. Yeah. So therefore, the Matiyanis in his Makel on Kavit Shishag Yimel Yamin Vitzalai, that Bishul Achatzli is Mutter on such a Kavit. Even Lechatzchila. Now, the truth is, the Matiyanis is Lashin, it's not clear that he passed into Kula. He says, Laitais is first Pshad, it's awesome. Laitais, second Pshad, it's Mutter, period. He doesn't really say a Psak, but the Achrayim will bring it, they seem to understand that this is, like I said at the outset, a Chumrah. The Chumras HaGayinim, and the Chumras HaGayinim we're going to be Mekel anytime there's a strong sad for a person to be Mekel. So that's issue number one, is the Kaved.
So we're
going to
be more Mekel by liver than by...
More Mekel by liver, then you're allowed to wait L'chatzchila 3 days, and you're allowed to cook it after Tzli. You have to remember, cooking after Tzli is only this L'chatzchila anyway. So here you have a sad to be Mekel, so certainly there's what to be Mekel. There's a second... A significant dispute.
Where is the place?
Which daf it is? Let me see if I marked it down. Daf Kufyud.
Who quotes the Tosfos?
What's that minadin you don't need to see by somebody either? What's that
minadin
you don't need to see by somebody either? That's what the Gemara says. Kulei dam and afal pi kein, the Torah was matir. The second great dispute in Basar Shag Yimel Yamim has to do with frozen meat. Meat that's frozen. Today, the ability to move it has become much better. I know that Glatmar checks its meat in Baltimore, in the Truth Packing, in one of the Shechita houses. And I had gone down there, must be 10 years ago. They shechted there Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. They didn't shecht on Thursday. Glatmar didn't shecht on Thursday. Because they were nervous that they would have a Gimel Yamin problem. Normally, the meat they shecht on Monday comes in Tuesday morning. And Tuesday comes in Wednesday morning. Wednesday comes in Thursday morning. If the Thursday meat would come in Friday morning, they have time to salt it. But there was some type of delay. It'll come in right before Shabbos. So it'll end up being shechted Thursday to Friday to Shabbos to Sunday. It's already going to cut it very close pardon the pun. It's going to cut it very close as far as she has Melichas Gimel Yamin. So they shechted 3 days, and the Thursday shechita was for a different. They shechted in that place on Thursday, but not for them. And one of the Chassidish shechitas used to shecht there on Thursday.
Because they have a
latest
modern party.
No. Okay, but the. But anyway, the point is that it's a practical issue as far as transporting it. And here we're on the East Coast, where we have the Batei Shechita, it's a little easier. That's why a lot of the Shechita houses that are made out, that was set up in the Midwest, do the Melicha right there. The question, though, is whether frozen meat is better. Whether if you freeze it, you can, you know, the shelf life of something is stretched if you freeze it. The question is whether freezing it helps. So what's interesting is that the Prima Gadim on Shach Nun Gimel holds not only that freezing doesn't help, but that freezing makes it worse. He says that when you freeze it and it defrosts after 3 days, he says that it doesn't help anymore Shriya. We're going to learn later about soaking it. He says, I'm not clear about the Metzius of it, but that's what he says, that it doesn't help. However, the Aruch HaShulchan and the Yad Yehuda both disagree. Aruch HaShulchan says, cut 9 tests. And they say that freezing helps. The Aruch HaShulchan brings a nice raya. Remember, I told you, the Aruch HaShulchan says that the Schumra does have a makar. The makar is from identifying a dead body of an aguna, where you can identify the dead body only up till 3 days. And if it sounds submerged in water, you got more than 3 days. There it says in the Ebenezer that if the body was frozen, that you could still identify the body more than 3 days later. So, that's the Aruch HaShulchan's Bakar to this din. So he says, just like over there, freezing allows the, stretches the time that the blood dries. So the same thing over here, you gain time. I'm not responsible for this Bakar of the Aruch HaShulchan. But anyway, the Aruch HaShulchan and Yad Yehuda hold that freezing helps. And as far as I think we would agree with it. Now, 1 minute. Rav Moshe, Nigris Moshe, has 2 tshuvas on the topic, printed one right after the other. They're both in Yeredei Chelek Aleph. One is tshuva Chav Zayin, and one is tshuva Chav Ches. In one tshuva, in Chav Ches, he's only Mekel Behefs and Meruba to rely on freezing the meat. Says Befsa Maruba, you could be Mekel to salt it after 3 days. In Tshuva Chav Zayin, he's Mekel straight out. He doesn't say the word Hefsa Maruba. He says, since the whole thing is only a Chumas HaGaidim, therefore we're going to be Mekel on freezing. So I don't know if Chav Zayin just Maisa Shoyek HaChoyah was Hefsa Maruba, or if he held that. Look, if it's not a hefsid, it's flea. You know, it depends. If you have a bunch of chickens, and you can roast chickens, there's a market for it. So roast your chickens. It's not a hefsid to dafka salt it after three days. But if it's something that's a hefsid meruba, shipping meat, you can't tell people to roast all the flanken. Flanken is for cholent. So it depends. So then there, you'll be allowed to rely on the freezing. So this is the issue. The 2 main issues are the issue of the kaveh, and whether you could cook the kaveh after tzli, which is a machlaikis tamhudei neniel nemati einesin, and the machlaikis about freezing it, whether freezing works. The Prima Gadim says not. The Aruch HaShulchan Yad Yehuda say yes, or Moshe, certainly b'makim have some merubah saymach on it, if not all the time.
What about regular refrigeration?
Regular refrigeration, they seem to assume, is not adequate.
What would the Aruch HaShulchan say? Because refrigeration by your body, probably. What would you say refrigeration by your body?
It's a good point, but I think it's just very hard to start saying what the temperature is. If it's under 32 degrees, it could say. So what temperature is refrigeration? 40 degrees? If it's 40 degrees.
Also, what's the chatchil in the yes? Let's say it comes yontif from the tuba, comes 2 day, 3 day yontif.
So if you know what I mean, that's a bidyan. Kol shas atak if you have it done. Someone at the bottom brings the Prima Gadim. I'm just now not spotting it, but I remember when I was preparing, I notice that someone brings the Prima Gardim. I think that's if you give all that. Uruguay? They saw there, I believe they have to saw. See, they have a choice. I'm not sure the legality of it, but for some reason, no boned meat is brought. I don't know if it's a law or a practicality, I don't know. But only boneless meat is brought. Since they were not yet able to find any boneless animals, they have to shech boned animals and remove the meat from the bones. And once they're cutting it up, they do the nikor, and then once you do the nikor, you do malicha already as well. Right. You're a little older than me, I don't remember. But I remember the Basa Kafi was the Rabbanut relied on it, and the Haredim didn't. That was one of the first. Yeah, I don't know the facts of what happened then. But, wasn't everybody just salted to Schlacht House? It's the truth is that it's just a question of evolution. Things evolved. They used to shecht and send the whole animal to the butcher store. And then, by the time we were kids, they didn't get the whole animal. They cleaned out the insides already, and it just evolved over time. You know, now it comes out of some Schlachthaus, it comes packed in plastic already, ready to put on the shelf. So, you know, it's just a question of or what they call progress. Well, yeah, it's expensive to set it up. It has to pay for itself over time. You need a building. You need machinery. You need, it's like every investment. It's true. See, chickens, it's easier. At any rate, the these are two main issues. Now, we come to the questions of what if. Taz Lamed Beis deals with the issues of after the basa waited for 3 days, you're supposed to do tzli. Now let's try to logically go beseder. You're supposed to do tzli. You have basa that waited 3 days. What if you salted it? Do you make it any worse by salting it? It's clear from the Taz that salting it doesn't ruin it. Basa waited 3 days, you salt it. Whatever the salt did is a benefit. If it got some blood out, it got blood out. But it didn't ruin it. We don't say, well, the salt may have moved blood from one place to another and it dried in the second place, it won't come out with tzli. We don't say such a thing. As a matter of fact, at the end of Taz Lamed Beis, I apologize if starting from the end, but he has the last two lines of Taz Lamed Beis, Matsasi b'kayvitz yashan, v'zel ha'shayne, shamati me'arav, shama b'shem ha'riv, shama b'shem ha'ril, goes back, Basa shasha gimel yam b'lay malicha, sha'asa l'vashel, that you're not allowed to salt, you're not allowed to cook it. Gab shamati shekimiduma. Now listen to this. Kimiduma shara kasa b'shem ha'rabbeinu oizer. Shem'acha shasha gimel yamim malchu kashir malicha. V'dichu v'tzaluhu. And after 3 days, you did salt properly. And then you also roasted it. Shum mutu l'vashel. Then you'd be allowed to cook it. So here we have an extraordinary kula that after, well, you're not supposed to wait 3 days, but once you waited 3 days, it makes lechatchila to be able to cook it. That after 3 days are up, if you salt it properly and do tzli, the two together, shum mutu l'vashel. Now this is Rabbi Noizer. All of this quoted in this kavitz yashem. To us, it's important that the Taz says it, that the Taz brings this. That this is good enough and that this could work if you do both. Now, it doesn't mean that these Rishayim, the Maril, sat down and did an experiment to tell us that it's good. What it basically means is, Ein lecha ela hachumra, that we have b'shem the Gainim. The Gainim's chumra is that if you do tzli, you can't cook it. So they said if you salt it and tzli together, then you're permitted. Now, this kula is also after 3 days, all after 3 days. So malicha helps. It doesn't fix it, but does something. It helps something, And therefore, the melicha and the tzli will be mutter. I have to tell you, Pischei Tshuva Chav Hei is argues. Pischei Tshuva Chav Hei brings chayokim on this kula. And, all right, like everything else in this, if you have a machlaikis, if you want, you can be samach on the mekilim. But,
according to Rabbeinu Azar,
yeah,
the same case.
Well, we're not going to tell people to salt a kaved because you're going to lead people to misunderstanding.
But
if you do melicha tzli, that it could work. And you know, it doesn't show you; it shows you that if it's not exactly the chumas ha'gainim, then you can be meikel. It's enough to be a macro. I want the gainim. Now, the bulk of the taz and the aviyah machleik is taz nekudas hakesef has to do with two other b'diavad situations. I'm going to learn it inside just because it's a bit complicated and it'll be easier to learn inside. That's the beginning of Taz Lamed Beis. In Bishloi Mutter, we're going to have here a kula of the Taz, unusual, a kula of the Marshal. The Marshal is usually a big machmir. We're going to have a kula and then a chumra. The Shachar is the kudas hakesef. What the Taz is mekel, he's machmir. And what the Taz is machmir, he's mekel. So that we have here a double machlaikas shach and taz. Each one is machmer in one case and mekel in the other. Let's see the first case. Taz lamed beis and bishloi mutter. Shal pasak afilu b'diavad aser. Chasam arichami leinira b'dvarav. Shal was machmer on cooking yiftet tzli, but we don't pass him like him. Chasam rishal. Perakol abasas imit tzadiches. Now listen to the case. Abasas yishah gibel yamin b'lay malicha. It waited 3 days, and they salted it in a klima nukiv, in a proper keli for malicha, kashir malicha. Now, what did that malicha do? It's in more than 3 days, they did malicha. That malicha was not matir the meat. It helped some, it took out some dam. But since it's later, more than 372 hours, that malicha is not matir the meat. Now they salted it again and put it a cliche in a manukiv. Now don't think they're nuts. This is how they used to preserve meat. Right? So they salted it. They didn't realize it's 72 hours. They salted it. Then they took it and salted it a second time. Probably meant to preserve it. And they put it into a regular cliche in a manukiv, a regular keli. Now liquid still ran out of it. But it didn't stay a shir to be a shayla of kavush. What's the shayla?
Second
salting does it aser. You all know that if you have meat that wasn't salted, that if you put it into a klisha ena menukiv, that the dam that travels out is not going to all go out. Some of it is going to move inside bavakum lamakim, and it's going to aser the meat. Salted in the klima she'ena menukiv is aser. Question is here. I salted it the first time, but it was more than 72 hours. It didn't take out all the salt. Let's say it took out two-thirds of the blood. A third of the blood is still inside. Now I'm salting it a second time, this time in a kli she'ena menukiv. So what's the din? L'chayra yeshlocha shem lo yoyah kayach b'melicha b'shayin l'haflit kol adam. We're chayshish that the first melicha didn't get all the blood out, shebesaychay. Kibshin is kasha, since it got hard over 72 hours. Ela tamin pilot mat mat. And now it's going to still be piloted a little bit. Akein osir. So now, l'chayr, it should be osir. Because in the second malicha, dam is going to be pirish mamakim mamakim. The heishiv, the marshal answer, the enoi kain, that that's not correct. Ela maman avshach mutter. The pool of salt has a maman avshach. Im lo yotza mamlicha bishayin ha-shav eni yotza b'shniya. If it didn't go out in the first salting because it was too dry, it's not going to go out in the second. And if it started to go out in the first malicha, it went out totally. I don't want to get into the loydami. What?
The
mainstream
wasn't there shir
el
tisha.
Right, not kfisha. The question is whether malicha is. On a regular piece of fresh meat, if you salt it in the klisha, ain't a menokiv. Less than shir kfisha. It's still osir. The salting is causing it to be parish baklamakim. It doesn't run out because it's klisha and menokiv. Regular meat, no problem. No problem. Because the first salting takes out all the dam. And there's no problem the second time. So this is the Marshal's kula. So Taz starts with a kula. On that, the Kudus HaKesef has two lines. The Kudus HaKesef on the left side of the page, near the top. Kosa Mashal, Divrei Mashal, Tzarechiyin, the Svar, Nesenesachi, Dabasa Pailamat. Period. So on this Kula, the Kudus HaKesef is Mashmir. Now, jump down to where you have another, the Kudus HaKesef is a star, an asterisk with a small half a parenthesis. Was that a full parenthesis? And two of them are called parentheses.
It's the one side of a full parenthesis.
It's one side of a full apprentice. The at any rate, you see where it says Vareisi Lamaira Echad. Now you can't go to Maira Echad unless you learn the case, which is before that. So go a line and a half up. Al Kain. Okay, let me just tell you the case. The case that he's talking about here is somebody took meat that was not that waited 72 hours without salting, and he went. He didn't realize he's in the butcher store, and he salted all the meat in the store. Most of the meat was normal meat within 72 hours. One piece or two pieces were basar that was more than 72 hours. Now, that meat that's more than 72 hours old is now sitting with meat that's fresh meat. Now, the fresh meat, there's really no problem with, because what are you worried about? Whatever blood goes in comes out. Just like any time you pile up meat, the top blood goes into the bottom meat, it doesn't matter. It's being salted, it's going to come out. The question, though, is whether this meat that's more than 72 hours old is going to become osa from the other ones. Because blood is going to go in. And since this is a dry piece of meat, do we have a right to assume it's going to go out as well? So again, the question is not on the rest of the meat. The rest of the meat is busy being piled. I do the tar lemiflet lebala. This one is not tar lemiflet. It's a lazy piece of meat. It's giving out some blood, and some of it is dried up inside. So the Taz writes, Re'isi lemayra echad shehitir bezeh. Everything together being salted. Okay. So we always say, Simen Ayin, we're learning Sabbath test. Simen Ayin is the halacha of piling up meat when you salt it. And we say two things. We say, I did the Torah Lemithal Ebala. Some Rishayim say, it's busy spitting out its blood, it's not going to take blood. And other Rishayim say, Kabbalah Kapaltai. That whatever comes in is going to go right out. Because it's the Nikvei Hadam are all wide open. So in this case, Re'isi l'mayre echad, starting from the notation, shehiter b'zeh v'tam kabayla kapaltai. So this mayre echad was meikol, v'nireh shetor, the Taza argues, the vadeh zeh daim l'mayle ech basa shen v'lach kavar, v'yotza midei damai. This is similar to someone who takes meat that was already salted. V'yotza midei damai v'tzirai, and already has no dam and tzir left. Im shar basa shem v'lach lo'itzi damai. Now what happens if you take meat that was kashered already and you throw it on the table together with meat that's being salted for the first time? Amina b'chosim and said, "Devadei b'leim in eser v'nishu b'soichei ki b'sheilei ma'la haflin." Then it assers the meat. If you take a piece of kosher meat and you put it on the table together with salted meat, it's asser. Achidami amrina bei luchumra. See, here also we should be machmir. So, no, he holds that the dam that comes from the other meat is going to go into this meat, and now there's no eitzah for it. Tzli only helps with the original dam, not for dam that comes from elsewhere, and therefore, so in this case, the Taz was machmir. On that, the Kudus HaKesef writes, back up to the Kudus HaKesef, the third line, Gabesh HaKosef Re'isi L'mayra Echad Shehitir B'zeh V'tab Kabayla Kapaltai V'nira Shatah L'nira D'tav Ha'irah. And that the Shah says he was right. This din of 3 days is a chumras hagayinim. It's not mentioned anywhere in Shas. The Rivash goes to town on this chumra. He doesn't agree with it. Let's not add to the chumra of the gainim, and let's stick only with what they said. Whatever they were machmir beferish were machmir, and that's it. Vay, Yeshleim Alfa Gainim Loi Kamri Sheni Yaisei Dei Malichot Chlal. Who says the Gainim said that no salt, no blood goes out through Malicha at all? Hari Nira Dovah La'ayin Sheni Yaisei Kol Davai. Now there's a printing mistake here. Shari Nira Hadova La'ayin, you have She'ena Yaitza Kol Davai. Now Mark has a different, all the new Shulchan Aruchs have a different Nekudas HaKesef. Mark says, Hari Nira Hadova La'ayin She'yaitze Kol Davai. He has this She'yaitze Kol Davai, then he has a few more words that end with She'ena Yaitza Kol Davai. There was a line that was missing. Mark, can I borrow your Shulchan Aruch for a second? And So that Sharin, this better have it, otherwise I'm in trouble. Sharin Nira double. Oh no, this has this print. This has the Rulai Shaini Yitzchak Kol Damai. The other new Shulchan Aruch. Some of them have. You have the right one. Okay.
Mark returned.
I look very good. Yeah. You see, they stuck in the words. Hari nira adavla ayin sheyaitze ella sheini yaitze kol damai. That's very good. Hari nira adavla ayin. We have underline sheini yaitze kol damai. You know, adavla ayin sheyaitze. Some more blood does go out when you salt 72-hour meat. Ella sheini yaitze kol damai. See, here's the word sheyaitze ella. And Uncle Putnam, thank you. So anyway, that's the Shach's Taina. Shach's Taina is, there's no problem, 72-hour-old meat, you salt it, it's also busy, Kabbalah Kapalta, whatever blood comes in is going to go out, and therefore, there is no issue. So these are the two cases of the Machloikis, of the Shach and Tah. So again, one, whether you say Kabbalah Kapaltai, that's this Machlaikis, where the Mashal, the Taz is Machmir, and the Nekudas HaKesef is Meikel. And then the first Machlaikis by Malchai, the Kli Menokiv, if you salt in a Kli She'ena Menokiv, then you put it into a Kli Menokiv, whether it's going to be Osir now in the Kli Menokiv, the Taz was Meikel, the Shach was Machmir. La'aloch, it barely comes up, I can't tell you, but what? So therefore, the point is that some is coming out, so now, if I salt 72-hour old meat, together with fresh meat, Kabbalah Kapaltai, any blood that comes from others into here is going to run right out, because the Nikvei Adam are open. Now, the Pesachei Tshuva Chaf Hei had a shaila. It's an ingenious shaila. They must have made it up because it fits the two chumras together. Basa that was 3 days old was salted together with basar, with fresh basar, but it was salted and placed in a place where the tzir piled up, and the tzir covered the basar that was being salted now within 3 days. Let's see it inside, because I'm not saying it over so clearly. Let's see it inside. Chafei. Okay. Define which part of Chafei. I am Berhetiv. In the copies, it's the fourth wide line. The fourth wide line of Pesachei Tshuva. The third line of the Chaf Hei, which is on the second line, Vayimber Heitem B'Shem Hashal V'Taz. V'Yinei B'Nekud Heskesev Gim Geim Al Svaras HaMashal V'Kam HaBas HaPayla Ma'amat V'Dirish HaShal V'Taz V'Molach HaMashal B'Asher Nimel Chayitzi Damai V'Sar Kesev La'atim B'Zeh Da'al Kapanim Yaitzik Tzaz Dam V'Aminu L'Gabi Dam Shabala K'Boi La'a Kapalte Ayin Sham. So that's the Machlaik HaShach V'Taz. Now, Ayin B'Tshuva is Beis Ephraim. He claims it really happened. I shouldn't say he made it up. But Maisa shenimloch basar sheshal gimel yamim in basar oif yachad. They salted properly basar sheshal gimel yamim with regular basar oif. Va'achar melicha v'hadacha. And after they salted it and washed it off, kavshuay se bechamis umalchay se yachad kedesh chamachin lekiyum. And afterwards they threw it before they roasted the 72-hour-old meat. They threw it into a kli, kederu shemachin lekiyum, V'nichvash kama yomim. Because of yesh lesser hakol. Now here, this meat is going to be awesome. Manashof, I think, are the two machloiksim, the shach and taz. What happened? First, they salted it together with other meat. They salted it together with normal meat. According to the taz, it's already awesome before anything goes weiter. The taz said, if you salt it with regular meat, it's going to be awesome. According to the Nikus HaKasef and this Mayra Shehitir, it's mutter. But the same meat now was put into a keli, she'ena menukiv, and it sat in a keli she'ena menukiv. That's the first machlokes shach and taz. So there, even though according to the taz, it might be mutter, there is really worse, this was kavush. But anyway, even if you hold that, according to the Nikus HaKasef, it's according to rather the taz, it's mutter there. But there, the Nikus HaKasef was machmir. The Kusikas in the first Machlaikis said that even after you salt it, if you're going to salt it a second time in the Kli Menukiv, it's going to become Aser. So in that case, it was a case where you had the two cases, Machlaikis, Mashtaz, and Bishal together, and therefore, Maman Ashach, it's going to be Aser. It happened to be it did, although for this case it wouldn't matter. It was Kavish. Yeah, nothing now. Okay, Akapanim. This is the cases here b'di'evet. They don't come up very much. What is very negeh is Sifya Gimel. Let's just start Sifya Gimel. It's a short sif, but very negeh. What? I think it was Masha. It's not so pashut. It is. Let me tell you briefly. There are two. Okay, rather than running, let me tell you. There are two other tumults that have to do with Sifya Beis. One has to do with schmaltz, with fat. Fat, animal fat, has the tremendous transition has taken place over the last 30, 40 years. Animal fat, sorry, 50, 60 years ago, was something very desirable. It was something that they wanted very much. It was considered very good. With the cholesterol scare, the fats became worthless, and the butcher stores have to cut it off and sell it. It's going to change back. Fat will become healthy again very, very soon. And I guarantee you, I tell you, last night, yesterday I got in the mail, I'm on the mailing list of, there's an organization, Friends with Diabetes, that sends out 4 times a year. They send out falatkis also. And they write that they recommend using chicken schmaltz. For roast, for frying. They're right, what happened to cholesterol and butter? Or butter. Milchix and chicken schmaltz and flesh chicks. Better than the polysaturated. They say, they write, you're going to tie in the cholesterol. They say, new studies show that the whole thing with animal fats and cholesterol was a mistake. And Lavdafka, I could bring it in. I read this last night, fresh off the press. Now, whether it's going to end up this way or not, I don't know, but that's the nature. Of things. You know, I once had a Balas Truva from Greenwich Village. Elizabeth Greenwich Village was in a house for a Shabbos meal, and we had something on the table. Oh, she said, nowadays that's healthy. I said, what do you mean nowadays? So she said, oh, nowadays it's healthy. In 2 weeks it'll be considered not healthy, but now it's in style. Yes, doctor. Anyway, let's get back to, I forgot what I was, I was talking about schmaltz, I'm sorry. The two tubbles, then we'll get to the beginning next week. One is over schmaltz. What's the problem? Anybody know? What's the problem of taking 3 days old? You have fats, and you want them, they're 3 days old. So what's the problem? Instead of salting it, do tzli. What's the problem? You guys saw tzli, okay. If you do tzli to fat, you end up with nothing. Right? You're going to do tzli, what are you going to end up with? It's all going to run. So there was an extraordinary amount of disagreement among the Gedolei Hadairis, the Behuda, the Kiveg, the Haddas, about what to do if you have to be machmir, because fat also has less dam than regular meat. Rabbi Kiveg brought in his test that the fat has less dam. There's extraordinary machlokes about what to do. There were some who said, you don't have to worry about chumas going in by fats. Some who said, you do, throw it out. Chavis Das made a pshara. He said, salt the fats, and then cook it with shishin times its content, so that if b'di'eved, it'll be mutter anyway, it'll be bottled. Because anyway, so... What? For lechatchila, we can decide. So anyway, that's tumul number one. It's not, doesn't come up too much. Tumul number two has to do with basarayf. The difference between basarayf and regular basar is that basarayf comes with its skin still intact, typically, unless you buy cutlets. But you buy a chicken, it comes with the skin still intact. We are going to learn that soaking meat allows you a longer period than 3 days. If you soak it, we're going to learn if washing it may be enough also. We're going to get to that next week. There was an extraordinary tumult over whether soaking or washing a bird that still has its skin on it is enough. Do we say that the skin of the bird is like a container? And there were poskim that said if you soak it with the skin, it's more than 72 hours now, the skin you're allowed to salt, and the chicken itself you're not allowed to salt. The question is whether it's considered to be tied. There are those who brought a raya. It says in Hilchas Tefillin, what could be a raya from Hilchas Tefillin? It says in Hilchas Safras that you're allowed to ride parshiyos on the skin of any kosher animal. What about a bird? So a bird is really kosher, but it says that the skin of the bird has nekavim, has small holes in it, and because the pores, I suppose, are so, or maybe where the feathers are so, they penetrate. So you see, it has holes, and it's not good enough to fill in. So it has holes. That's a kula for this. Others said no, that's for tefillin. We have to work out the R. You have to rub off some on both sides, so that's why. But otherwise, it doesn't work. So that was the second tumult. He asked me about why basarayf would be mentioned specifically. So I don't know that particular tshuva, but it's something that caused a tremendous amount of disagreement, whether the soaking helps or basarayf. Now, if the salting goes through, why wouldn't that? It's like heat goes through. All right, next week's if you give a little bit of